KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. 884-9910. Those are your talk lines. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Somebody that heard me speaking about the dangers that city and county workers are facing out in Lemon Valley, at least that's what they're saying. Somebody who lives out there wrote in and said, well, let me just condense it down. BS. If you see something going on, say something. But if you missed it earlier, check out our podcast and you can hear what I was talking about. And even Ryan called in and said, I think that's, false flag, false flag. It's always nice to know where your news is coming from, doesn't it? Looks as though the Carson City Democrat luncheon is going to have a featured speaker. The RGJ executive editor. I'm sure that's going to be an interesting talk. We know how our news turns out, even on non-biased stations, non-biased newspapers, online articles or online companies now. See all the things that have been going on nationally. See that Kavanaugh story? Things like that happen here, too. So when you see something in print, you might want to find the other side of the story. Because there are always two sides. Just a thought. Things have been going on in Douglas County and Churchill and Lyon and Story. People fighting with lawsuits. People fighting with recall elections, new elections. Just always check out both sides of the story. Speaking of both sides of the story, I read Skip's email earlier about the very lax and inefficient system that we have here in Washoe County when it comes to getting CCWs. 120 days, and boy, they just really take that right up to the line. So thank goodness I got an email from Christy. Can I get a CCW in another county? Oh, maybe it is time to move. Maybe it is time to get out of Washoe County. Because in Douglas County, they issued a CCW just a few days ago, and it took 6 days from the date that the new recipient turned in their paperwork. 6 days, Douglas County was able to turn around a CCW. Lyon County has been known to turn them around in less than 60. 60 days. So that's half of the time of Washoe County. Are so many people looking to renew and get their new CCWs that it takes 4 months? 4 months. And this has been going on for decades. Huh. I'm thinking Washoe County needs to step up on that. They charge enough for it. Way too much, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion because I'm a cheap. But it is well worth having. I'm not saying go out and break the law or break people's, you know, companies' thoughts, but with more and more companies coming forward and saying, well, we would really prefer, even though you are legally allowed to have a firearm, even though by the state you are allowed to open carry, we would prefer you not do that in our establishment. Well, you can't open carry in state. You can, it's a state law, you can open carry, but you can't open carry in state offices. Okay. So get your CCW. Get your training. And keep up on your training. Keep up on your training. Take some intermediate classes as well. Take some more advanced classes. One of the most fun classes I ever took was with John Glathar. And he taught me how to do the coolest stuff. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Well, I got one thing about the why Clark County, well, that probably too, but why Washoe County takes so long on the CCWs.
Why is that?
Because they can.
Oh, Dave, I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
There you go, because down here in Douglas
there
County,
you go.
They move fast, and we get them, no problem.
Well, that's because in Douglas County, everybody knows everybody.
That's true.
You know, Washoe County.
Conservative.
That is true. That is true. So, yeah, up here in Washoe County, I guess we're just, you know.
Well,
just a little bit slow on the uptake. All those big city folk.
You can look at it as one way. It could be worse. It could be California.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't get it at all. So, Dave, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call.
I have something else.
Oh,
if you
what's that?
Okay.
Yes, for you, yes.
This climate change and, you know, they've changed the names to it, different things. It's all the same thing. Al Gore got rich off of it. But I want the people to think about this. And I'm hoping some pro-climate change people are listening to this and think. Common sense. The world population... United States consists of 4.17% of the world population. We already have today some of the highest in the world as far as pollution control and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Steyer says it's going to be a national emergency if he is elected for climate change. So what I want is somebody to tell me how can we affect with 4.17% of the pollution in this world, less than that, probably half of that, probably 2%. How are we going to affect the climate change? We're not.
No, we're not. And that's why, you know, Tom Steyer has his head so far up as, well, you know what I'm referencing. That, I mean, it might be warm in there, a little bit more warm for him, but that's the thing. Dave, it's not about climate change. It's about control. It's about getting your money. It's about making sure that they control the car you drive. They control the food you eat. If they get rid of cows because a cow farts, who do you think is going to be eating the steak? Who's going to be eating the tri-tip? It's going to be the wealthy and those in charge.
Yeah, but you can ask a lot of these liberals or whatever you want to call them, animal activists and stuff. They say, stop killing all the animals, the cows and everything. Go get your food. Go get your meat at Walmart.
Ugh.
That's the truth. That's what they say.
Yeah. And I hate the fact that Burger King has jumped on the bandwagon and now they have that meatless thing. That's just, you know, if you want to do that, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, all power to you. But don't take away my access and, you know, definitely don't get those patties confused.
Have you tried those?
I have veggie burgers all the time. But when I go to Burger King, that's not where I want to get one.
Have you tried
Sorry,
one
that's
of
just... No, and
well,
I don't intend on it.
I have it, but my wife don't like them. She eats veggie burgers.
I don't like things that are that processed. I will go to a good restaurant that makes their own veggie burgers. So, Dave, I got to let you go. I got calls backing up here. Hi, Lynn. What would you like to talk about this morning?
Hey there, Monica. Maybe I'm a little late to this party. I was driving home, and I heard you talking about the CCW lag time for Washoe.
Uh-huh.
And I think I can shed some insight on that for you. I live in Douglas County, and I work for Carson City Sheriff Office, and it's completely up to the sheriff if they want to take the full 120 days allowed by the law to process your request. That's why they say contact us after the 120 days. It doesn't take 120 days. I just moved to the area a year and a half ago, and I got my CCW in less than 21 days into my hand in Douglas County, just so you know.
So it really is the sheriff's.
It is the sheriff, at least the two counties that I'm familiar with, which is Carson and Douglas. I know that one of the two, which I won't name, actually walked into the office of the people who processed them and saw them in the in basket waiting to be done and said, what are you doing? Get on these. Why are they sitting there? Oh, because we have 120 days. That's a personal choice by the person who has the inbox to take their time or not. I know if I had a job that I would not be able to tell my boss I'm taking my time, I'm going to use my 120 days that's allowed. I would never tell a boss that, but I've worked in the private sector. So, my experience is the sheriff holds the cards and gets to direct whoever's in charge of processing the paperwork. So the ATF obviously ran my background check, and so did the county in which I live and applied, and it took 21 days for it to be in my hands.
Lynn, thank you so much.
April of this year, by the way, 2019. So maybe it depends on our White House, and, you know, you get it.
Wow. Thank you so much for that insight. Okay. I'm going to tell people, welcome. Start calling Darren, start calling Balaam's office. Thanks for the call, Lynn. Start calling Balaam's office. When you see him in public, ask him to get the job done. We need our CCWs quicker and, I mean, faster now more than ever. Chris, what would you like to talk about? Chris, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Chris. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking my call. Like the caller before me, I actually live in Washoe County, and this is the second time I've had a CCW. The first time I let it lapse for, like, forever, and I was a little upset with myself. But my experience with CCW is it took 39 days for me to get my CCW in Washoe County.
Really? How long ago was that?
That was this year, April of this year.
April of this year, okay.
Yeah, so when your caller said April, I pulled mine out real quick just to make sure, because I was like, that's just
so I should probably...
When it was issued.
So Skip, who sent me the email, I should probably tell him that it's just him. Maybe he's done something that... No, I know. I know Skip hasn't done anything. But, you know, the ebb and flow, I'm curious about it. I'm going to have to get somebody on from the Sheriff's Department to tell us what's going on then, because maybe they are short-staffed.
My buddy who applied for his CCW, like, 2 weeks after me. He said it took him like 43 days to get his. So, but the very first time I ever applied for a CCW, it took the full 120 days before I got it.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, so I was just listening to you, and I wanted to make that comment. So,
thank you, Chris. I'm glad you did.
Thank you,
I'm so glad you did. You have a great day. Thank you. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk station for whatever county you live in. Washoe, I pick on the most because that's because I'm here. But Douglas, Churchill, even Clark, gotten a few calls. We'll do more for you right after this on KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are always open for you between 10 and noon at 884-9910. Or, of course, 24-7, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Love to hear from you today. I do have an update if you want to get involved, because there are some things coming up that you can be involved in. So, I find this very interesting. The Republican Central Committee is hosting a professor on socialism September 26th. You know, if you ask most college students nowadays what socialism is, they have no clue. No clue whatsoever. So if you would like to check out this meeting, it's at 7 o'clock in the Casino Fandango Ballroom in Carson City on September 26th, next week. It's going to be very interesting. I actually might have to step into that one because, yeah, we all need to be more educated on what socialism is. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Robert this morning. Hi, Robert. What would you like to talk about?
Well, just something came to mind. Do you still want to do that protest at Rachel down there at the Area 51 on the 20th of this month? Is that still a go?
It's still a go, and they're having a music festival, too, as well. So it's going to be interesting because they already had those numbskulls, those Dutch guys that got arrested at the national security site, and they're going to be looking at jail time now, so...
Here's something that's something a lot more serious than jail time they need to think about. In 1960s, a guy named John Wayne, you might have heard him, did a movie called Stagecoach over there, this east of there in Utah.
Yeah.
They had a crew of 200. 91, including John Wayne, died of lung cancer. Now, maybe more of the, and you can look that up if you want to. But out of a crew of 200 went over and did that movie in the 60s, 91 of them died of lung cancer. And I think the odds are probably, the rate's probably higher than that. But some of them died of other things like car accidents, suicide, whatever, you know. But the fact is that once that radiation gets in the ground, it's good for like a quarter of a million years. It's called the alpha beta particles. It gets radioactive hot. The weather washes it in the ground. But when you start driving through the ground and throwing that stuff back up in the air, you're going to be breathing. And if you do, you're probably toast. I mean, it may take you 40 years to die, but you will die.
Exactly. That's, you know, and that's the thing you have to watch out for when the wind blows and you go out and you start kicking up all that dirt and everything. That's, guess what? You're putting it back out into the air.
You're right about that, because they're going to have a lot of vehicles down there. You're driving in the dirt. They're going to be re-polluting the area. And, of course, I probably shouldn't have said it. They're all going to be liberals anyway, right? But I wouldn't wish
Robert,
that
Robert, you're terrible. Thank you so much for the call, Robert. Brian, thanks for calling the show. What would you like to talk about today?
So yesterday I had an issue with, I'm a very law enforcement supporter. But yesterday I had this tractor trailer blocking a driveway for people to come in and out of a business. So I called Reno Police Department to come out and take a look, and the parking enforcement guy came out and said, well, I'll write him a ticket if he's been here longer than 5 or 10 minutes. And I said, well, it's been 15 since I called. He gets on the phone and finds out that this truck is doing work for Jacobs Entertainment and doesn't write him a ticket. So is what the hell? Real police department just letting Jacobs get away with whatever they want, or?
That sounds like it to me.
Bugging me. Because I know if I double park downtown Reno, I'll get a ticket or towed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Brian, I've tried to point out to people many a times, it's who you know, especially in the city of Reno. It's all who you know. So thank you for getting that off of your chest and calling into the show today, Brian. I really appreciate it. And here we go into Fox News. I'm going to sit and stew on that for a minute and then come back with something that, we all need to talk about. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the home of Fox News. And 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. Oh, the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. That is your number to call. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me an email or a text or a Julie, yes, I will promote that as we get a little bit closer. Awaken, a banquet and silent auction. It's Awaken's 8th annual event. You can find out more at awakenreno.org. It's a wonderful organization helping curb sex trafficking. But in the last segment, Brian called in, if you missed it, and he made a comment about calling law enforcement to come out and ticket a big rig that was blocking a business's, you know, was blocking a driveway there. So they came out and said, well, has it been parked here for, I'd say probably at least 20 minutes, because it took him 15 minutes after he called, and I'm sure that it had been sitting there for a few minutes so for him to notice. So we'll say at least 20 minutes. Then, because of who the big rig was working for, I guess Jacobs Entertainment, they didn't get a ticket. Because we all know that we all play by the same rules, right? Oh, wait, we don't? Yeah. So, again, I want to push you to QOL-Reno.org. They have a new feature out. It's called Reno Hot Sheet. So sign up to get it in your emails and call them if you see something. 685-8200. Things our city council and media are not telling you. That's what the Reno Hot Sheet is all about. They're already on their third edition. And this is about their trip to Whitaker Park over on University Terrace. And if I were with the Arch Lions Club, I would be very upset. If I was with any Alliance Club, actually, I'd be very upset because they have a kiddie park there that was furnished by the Arch Lions Club. They do so much for the kids in our community. But according to QOL, they should change their name to Bring Your Kitties at Your Own Risk Park. So they found three major homeless camps. One vagrant was kind of in and out. We don't use those terms anymore, do we, vagrant? No, just down on their luck individual. Man said he lives on $771 a month for a disability check and $17 worth of food stamps. But he didn't use that, so. They actually had the initiative to ask the gentleman, I mean, they're going out there and risking themselves to talk to the homeless individuals and ask them, why are they there and what have they been told? So the Reno Hot Sheet team asked this gentleman how the Reno police treat his law-breaking camping. because, well, you know, it is law-breaking camping. I mean, even he pointed out that the bathrooms close at 5 p.m., so for at least 12 to 15 hours a day, he's going on the grass or in the bushes that the kids play around. That's his bathroom. And they add that, you know, looked like he was telling the truth. This man just doesn't want to be employed. Says he's got back problems, knees, feet, can't work. But he's got a really nice bike and he can ride that around. So they asked him how the Reno police treat his law-breaking camping. They just tell me I can't camp here. And once in a while give me a ticket. He said he had to go to court and then jail in mid-October for a recent ticket. So way back in October. When asked how long his jail sentence was, he replied, "The judge gave me 2 days." We asked him what happens after he completed his 48 hours in jail. He said, "Back here. Keep camping." So not only did it take the time of our Reno law enforcement, took the time in the court system, took the time in the jail system, when this man doesn't want to work, and he's just going to do what he wants. Only got 2 days. They asked him where he showers, and he says, "I don't." Maybe he showered when he was in jail. So they also checked out the hillside homeless camps across the pedestrian bridge from St. Mary's. Even though it's very hard to get to, doesn't stop these people from going there. By the way, their closest neighbor to this homeless encampment is UNR's Phi Delta Theta, the fraternity house that looks down on all the camps. Trash, drugs, weapons. Interesting as well, St. Mary's is allowing a trash RV to illegally camp in its parking lot. Numerous calls to St. Mary's about the situation. CEO's office gave no response. And a visitor to St. Mary's this week reported seeing a naked man moving around across the freeway camp there that was visited. And this is the area where, you know, girls, women at UNR walked across the freeway. But there's a naked guy out there. So why is this stuff still going on? Why haven't the Arch Lions Club members complained to the police and the city council about a park that they put money into and tried to improve has been allowed to become a dangerous place where no parent in their right mind would take their kids? Why is St. Mary's allowing illegal RV camping and the lawlessness that it attracts unchallenged on its property? And why isn't Phi Data Delta fraternity one of those whose primary goals is to maintain a high standard of morality getting involved? Why are the City of Reno Police Department and the City Council allowing these crimes to continue unchecked? Because no one's holding them accountable. Brian, that's why the Jacobs Group can park their trucks and block other accesses to other people, because things just go unchecked. And I love law enforcement. Don't even start with emails or phone calls that I don't. But who's going to say, who is going to do something? Who's going to say something? Who's going to say, you know, Soto, I've been an officer for how long? This is BS. Who's going to finally start holding the city council accountable? CHAB, the Community Homeless Advisory Board, that's made up of two Sparks City Council people, two Reno City Council people, and two Washoe County commissioners. No experts on the homeless. No experts with the churches that are trying to help. Nope, just keep letting them do what they do. There's maps in San Francisco of where you shouldn't walk. I don't know. Anywhere I see homeless people, if it's a park, you want your kids rolling around in the grass? You want your kids playing football out there, getting knocked down and rolling around in the grass? I had the pleasure, it was more of an honor, knowing a man by the name of Paul Thole. Started up Thole Fence decades ago. I'm proud to have a Thole Fence sign on my fence. He passed away a few years ago. He was big in Rotary, in the community. And he would always tell me two amazing things. First off, he lived by the words, "This too shall pass." So whatever you've got going on in your life, just keep going and keep telling yourself, "This too shall pass." And his other saying, it was horrible. When he passed away, I had to go into his office and get all of his awards so we could put them on display at his memorial. And just award after award after award, recognition after recognition. And there were some we only took one of because he had been recognized multiple times in all these different organizations. And I asked him why he does this stuff. And his only answer every time was, "If not me, then who?" If not me, then who? Who's going to start standing up for this city, this county? Northern Nevada altogether. I know we're all busy, but if not me, then who? Keep asking yourself that. People say, "Well, what can I do? I'm one person. What can I do? What can I do?" Well, let me tell you. Here's something that you can do if you want to get involved in the politics of it all. There is going to be a meeting getting people involved to start getting people signed up, start registering voters. Not just on the national stage, we need to vote, but locally. And the Trump Victory National Day of Action is on September 24th. This is going on all across America. And Tuesday, 24th, patriots are taking part in that National Day of Action. They're asking for help to get out and get voters registered at Sportsman's Warehouse. They want to have a table at the DMV, get people registered to vote, and make a difference. If If you want more information on that, just email me at monica@991fmtalk.com, and I'll forward you the email. It's so important to be involved, and I want to make sure that you are dressed appropriately. So right now at 884-8000, 884-8000, if you are caller number 5, you've got a Trump 2020 Keep America Great hat and a dozen donuts from my favorite donut guys, Doughboys. Dozen donuts and Keep America Great 2020 Trump hat. 884-8000, caller number 5. And thanks for listening today. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. I did a little rant earlier on social media, especially the Next Door site. Well, isn't that convenient? Debbie from the American Patriots, Sparks, Nevada, just sent me a quick email. Guess what? The Next Door site has suspended my account again. They didn't even bother sending out an email telling her why. She's been careful following the rules, closing discussion, ignoring personal messages and other rude things that the liberals are posting on there. Because when you use a site like Nextdoor, it's going to your neighbors. Well, it just shows you who your neighbors are. That's why I believe in fences. Good fences make good neighbors. And, you know, this is just, it's just stupid. Other people are getting her account shut down because they're going on and saying rude things that, well, that's just the liberal progressive mentality. Just to stir things up. American Patriots having a quiet, not disruptive meeting. Just giving information to their friends and neighbors that you can go and it's nonpartisan. You can go and just listen to people speak. No party affiliation. But no. Liberals can't have that. Progressives can't have that. You know why they're attacking the Second Amendment right now, don't you? Why it's coming down so badly? Because the First is next. It's been under attack for decades. They're all under attack. Tyler, thank you so much for listening. Picked up yourself a CAG hat, Keep America Great, Trump 2020, and those yummy Doughboy donuts. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of today's show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you want to hear any part of the show, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. And answer today's poll question, too. It was the same as yesterday. Still wanting to know people's opinions because I watched quite a bit of it on television last night. Was the bombing of the Saudi oil field done to draw the U.S. into war? They're talking about some sort of retaliation right now. But, you know, is Trump going to fall for it? He's a smart man. 77% so far are saying, yeah. They're trying to bait us. They're trying to, you know, they're poking us with the stick. They're poking the giant. Poking the sleeping dragon, whatever you want to say. See where we go from here. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM. We are the home of Fox News and so proud of that. also the home of Sebastian Gorka and George Norrie and the Larry Elder Show and Tom Sullivan and a lot of people talking. Use your voice on the Monica Jay Show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that includes you. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.